Oklahoma is the Big 12 champion again. And Jalen Hurts heading back to the college football playoff, this time as a member of the Oklahoma Sooners.
The story of Jalen Hurts' college football career feels like it was cooked up by Hollywood screenwriters. It has ups, downs, twists and turns, and an ending still to be written. Today, ahead of Saturday's semifinal game against LSU, the story of college football's most enigmatic superstar, from a reporter who received rare access with Hurts ahead of the big game. I'm Mina Kimes. It's Thursday, December 26th. This is ESPN Daily, presented by Indeed. The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast, from healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPN Daily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPN Daily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPN Daily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPN Daily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Hi, Ivan.
Hello, Mina.
Ivan Maisel is a senior writer for ESPN covering college football.
So, Ivan, America has seen a lot of Jalen Hurts over the last couple of years, and we've heard a little bit from him in bits and pieces, but we haven't really heard from him in depth. You spent quite some time with him in reporting this story. How did that come about?
You know, I talked to him for a story before Texas OU. We talked on the phone for about 10 minutes and he gave me very little, but I could tell he wasn't being a snot about it. He just didn't have a lot to contribute. And I said, I want to come talk to you later in the year. And he said, well, let's do it after the season. And I said, I don't want to wait that long. And he kind of laughed and I laughed and we hung up. And I realized he didn't say no. So what I did was I just worked around him. And I went back to Tuscaloosa where I've, you know, the staff there is pretty well ensconced. And I know they all love him. And I know that they all wanted to show that they love him. So I went and I talked to Nick Saban, and Saban allows no one in his program to talk but Saban. But they so want to do right by Jalen that he gave me Scott Cochran, who has been his strength coach. They said, you can talk to Scott and you can talk to Jeff Allen, the trainer. And Jalen talks to both of them all the time. So I let both of them know that I wanted to talk to Jalen. And my whole point of that, Mina, was I wanted Jalen to know I was doing my due diligence and I was doing it with people he respected, and the people he respected me. Finally, he told Mike Houck, the SID at Oklahoma, that he would speak to me. And Mike texted me and said, well, I'm shocked, but he said he'd do it. But that's how I got him to do it. I just worked around him.
So throughout your reporting process, you know, talking to not only Jalen, but the coaches who know him well, his dad, you really learned his whole story, right? People know Jalen Hurts, the Alabama quarterback, now the Oklahoma quarterback, but not everybody knows where he came from. What did you find out?
Jalen is the son of a coach, and what makes him different is that he learned by hanging around his dad's program. He learned from an early age how to compete. I asked him, how early do you remember being competitive? And he said, well, I was thinking about this the other day, and he told a story. In the summers, the athletes at his dad's high school would have conditioning workouts, and Jalen would tag along with his dad and his older brother to the workouts. Well, they did one thing where it's basically a back bridge. You had to lift your butt 6 inches off the ground and hold it. And it was a Tuesday. And Jalen loved, when he was a kid, Popeye's Fried Chicken. And in Houston, back in the day, you could get 2 pieces of chicken for 99 cents. It was called Two-Piece Tuesday. And this was a Tuesday. His dad told him, if you want Popeye's, you got to be the last guy on the bridge. And he's in there with high school kids, and he made them all drop out because he wanted that fried chicken. And for a six-year-old, you know, to be the last one against high school kids, that told me something about his ability to compete.
Wait, he was six?
He was six.
Wait. He was a six-year-old lifting, competing.
You want me to start over and tell that story?
No, I'm just flabbergasted.
And it was the first story he told me when we sat down to talk. He said, I was thinking about this the other day. He said he was six or seven.
Oh, okay. If he's seven, it's no big deal then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, by then, you're in second grade. Yeah.
So he keeps playing football. He gets to high school. How was he as a high school quarterback?
What his dad and he both said was that they were not at a school that was a power in the Houston area. But you know what? He was good enough to attract Alabama. He was good enough to attract, you know, Lane Kiffin recruited him and Nick Saban as a head coach. And Jalen made it a point to say he wanted to play for Alabama because of Nick Saban. He felt that he still feels he is a mirror image of Saban, was the way he put it. And he spoke about it in terms of their ability to focus and compete and not let anything else get in the way.
It's wild to me that an 18 or 19-year-old kid would look at Nick Saban and think of himself as having something in common with him. Because, right, we think of coaches like, I don't know, Lincoln Riley, who's his coach now, seems very relatable, seems like a real player's coach. You don't usually hear that about Nick Saban.
And what's funny about that is that Nick had trouble communicating with Jalen as a freshman. But for many years, Nick Saban looked at the world through a football lens. And if it didn't have anything to do with football, he didn't have time for it. And Jalen has kind of got that in him. And he is very businesslike to the point of stoicism. And coaches would talk to him in meetings, and he wouldn't respond because he was listening. But his ego wouldn't get in the way. If they dressed him down, he didn't respond. If they told him something good, he didn't respond. They didn't know whether he was quiet or arrogant or not very bright. But they finally, and again, they would all call his dad and what's going on. And his dad finally called Jalen and said, you got to respond. And I think that all sort of ties in with his lack of interest in interviewing. It doesn't really have to do with winning football games, so he doesn't really want to do it.
He had a lot of competition on the roster back then, right?
Sure. Alabama had lined up several blue chip quarterbacks, guys by the name of Blake Barnett, Cooper Bateman. They were guys that had been very highly rated, and it was their turn after Blake Sims graduated. But Jalen vowed, he said, I'm going to make all those guys transfer. You know, this is a 17-year-old kid in spring practice. Sure enough, Jalen was on the 2017 roster, having taken the job from Barnett in the second week of the season. Hurts was the only one of those guys remaining.
How does it go from there?
Well, he didn't start the opener against USC. Hurts came in on the third possession of the game, and he fumbled on the first play.
The ball is fumbled, his very first snap, and SC recovers. So all the talent and all the potential, I'm sure he'll have a good career, but Cameron Smith recovers it.
That's exactly what Nick Saban doesn't want to do.
Saban kept him in there, and on the third possession, he threw a touchdown pass.
Hurts shows the arm, throws it into the end zone for a touchdown. A taste of what this talented true freshman quarterback can do, and the Tide take the lead.
He started every game the rest of that season. They lost the national championship game to Clemson. He started every game in 2017, including the championship game against Georgia. And that's where the story really got interesting.
Coming up, how Jalen Hurts' most difficult moment set the stage for one of college football's most unlikely comeback stories. Now you can win a $250,000 home renovation designed by the Scott Brothers in an ADT smart home security system. To enter, just head to ADT.com/passtheprotection and tell us what you want to protect. A beautiful home is great, but a safer home is even better. Now's your opportunity to get both. The winner and the winner's home will be featured in an ADT video with the Scott Brothers. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends March 16th. Must be 18 or over and a homeowner as of February 1st, 2020. To learn more about the contest and read the official rules, go to ADT.com/passtheprotection. All right, Ivan, so let's set the scene. It's the 2018 National Championship game, Alabama versus Georgia. And Jalen Hurts has a tough first half. The Tide are being shut out.
Alabama was trailing 13-0. The offense had struggled the last 3 weeks of the season. And Nick Saban finally made a change. He put Tagovailoa in.
And here it is, Tua Tagovailoa, a true freshman from Hawaii, gets the second half start.
And we all know what happened from there.
Tagovailoa trying to make up for it. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
When all was said and done, and Alabama won, how did Jalen Hurts react?
Well, to me, that gets at the essence of who Jalen Hurts is. Having been benched and benched very publicly and subject of the camera for reaction shots throughout the second half of that game, when Tua threw that winning pass to Devontae Smith, we've all seen that camera shot of Jalen running, sprinting onto the field from the sideline with a grin from ear to ear.
Here with Jalen Hurts. Jalen, you've had that smile on your face. Your reaction when you found out Tua was going to start the second half, honestly.
He was going to step in and do his thing.
What was your message to him?
Ball. Play your game. Ball. You know, he's destined for stuff like this. He's built for stuff like this. He has the it factor, and I'm so happy for him, happy for this team.
And that's who he is. He wanted success for the team. I think in this era when guys don't play in bowl games to protect their own interest, you can make great arguments for why that's the right thing for them to do. But to see a kid who so readily and automatically and almost instinctively puts the team before himself, that's pretty unusual.
I think that was really when America fell in love with Jalen Hurts.
Yes, I think that was the beginning of it. But at every stop along the way, he continued to do things that made everybody who is a sports fan appreciate him. You know, when Tua won the starting job permanently and was announced as the starter in August of 2018, Jalen, he was devastated, but he figured out pretty quickly that what he needed to do was focus on being the second team quarterback, being the best quarterback he could be. He hung in there. And we saw in the SEC championship game against that same Georgia team in that same arena in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, he saved Alabama's season in the fourth quarter of that game against Georgia.
Quarterback draw, Jalen Hurts! Touchdown! Are you kidding me? Alabama leads.
Last year it was Jalen hugging Tua. This year it's Tua hugging Jalen.
Well, that game was a truly cinematic moment. What was your reaction when it was happening?
To me, the defining moment is the way Nick Saban reacted after that game. Saban had felt awful about what this had done to Jalen emotionally and personally, but he did what was best for the team. And he had his arm around Jalen, and on the post-game interview, he could barely choke the words out.
What words do you have about Jalen Hurts and what he just did for your team right now?
Well, we've always had a lot of faith in Jalen, and you know, I told him when we put him in when Tua got hurt, it's your time, and he certainly took advantage of it and did a fantastic job. I'm so proud of this guy for what he's done this year. I can't even tell you.
I've seen Nick Saban emote a lot, but it was never, you know, in that sort of emotion. It was always, you know, the steam coming out. So that I was really struck by that.
So, Ivan, Tua eventually did come back that season. He did play in the national championship game, which Alabama lost. And then Jalen had a big decision to make about whether to stay or go. What did he do then?
Well, he made a pretty quick decision. He talked to several schools. He visited Maryland, but Oklahoma won the prize. And it made sense from Jalen's point of view, in the sense that Lincoln Riley had proven both with Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray that he was a really talented quarterback coach. Lincoln says he thinks that he got Jalen because he didn't promise him the job. He says, you're going to have to come here and win it. And that appealed to Jalen's sense of what a team is and to what a competitor he is. You know, you can't get two more different personalities than Lincoln Riley and Nick Saban, and it's more than the 31-year difference in their ages. Lincoln is an extrovert. He's very excitable, and he sits down with Jalen, and he says, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to move the ball. It's an exciting offense. We're going to have fun. And Jalen's response was, my fun is winning.
Hurts, play action, straight drop, pocket collapses, he'll run it himself, he's got all kinds of room, 10-5, he'll walk in. Jalen Hurts from 22, totes it into the end zone.
Beyond being quiet and humble, what is he like as a person? I mean, you spent more time with him than most. What was your big takeaway?
He's smart. When you ask him a question, he doesn't react. He thinks about what he's going to say. You know, it's not as if he doesn't speak to the media. It's just when he speaks to the media, he doesn't have much to say.
Can I just get one smile? You played well tonight, Jalen.
You got to do better, man. I'm telling you.
All right. You gave me a baby one. I'll take it.
All right.
Thank you.
It's more a form of his mental discipline than it is a sort of Bill Belichick, I don't really have time for you people thing. It's just he's focused on what he needs to do to win the next game, and everything else, by and large, he's not all that interested in. So, as he calls himself, and he says it without irony and really without a lot of arrogance, he's a different cat.
Thanks so much, Ivan.
Thanks, Mina. Enjoyed it.
That's the only story I want you to know today. Jalen Hurts and the number 4 ranked Oklahoma Sooners take on number 1 LSU this Saturday for the right to play for the College Football National Championship. I'm Mina Kimes. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.